ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 9, Text 3. Ashadadhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamang nivartante mrityu sangsara vartamani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purport. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the... Which way? How do I do this? Faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. Can anyone say the Bengali of that? It's very well known. Anyone who carefully studies Prabhupada's books repeatedly should know this because he quotes it a lot. Shraddha shabde bishash kare sudhira nischoy Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. The conviction, complete conviction, that simply by serving the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And here Srila Prabhupada quotes another verse. Well, he actually quotes here, that he often cites, Yatha taror mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskandha bhujo pashakaha pranopaharaj cha yathindriyanam tataiva sarvahanam achuteja. By giving water to the root of a tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs and leaves, and by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. If one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is faith. Now, the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith. Even if they are officially engaged in devotional service, they cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our missionary activity that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive, and as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first class person in Krishna consciousness. And the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti or service to Krishna is the best course, and so in good faith have taken it up. Thus they are superior to the third class who have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna. He has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency toward karma yoga and jnana yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed. But as soon as the infection of karma yoga or jnana yoga is vanquished, they become second class or first class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult, even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service. For them there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Shadadhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mang nivartante mrityu sangsara vardmane. So what's stated here might seem to be obvious, that one has to have faith to advance in devotional service. People who don't have faith in devotional service don't take to devotional service. So some level of faith is required, or possibly not. It may be that people take to devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada states here, with some ulterior motive. They're not really interested in Krishna consciousness, but they're interested in what material benefits they can get from making a show of Krishna consciousness. This verse specifically talks about faith in executing dharma. This dharma particularly refers to devotional service to Krishna. Aprapya mam, those who don't have it, they don't get me, Krishna says. So this particularly refers to devotional service, which is the basic, the real dharma of every living being. Yeah, I'm going like this. Okay. This gesture, which I didn't really think of while I made it, shows holding. So dharma means, this gesture looks like holding something. So dharma means that which sustains. So that which is the very essence or sustenance of our existence is service to Krishna, love of God. It may be said in various ways, Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema. Faith is required to make progress. Faith means particularly faith in pure devotional service. One may have faith that if I chant Hare Krishna, I'll get material benefit. Sometimes devotees, or they try to induce people to chant Hare Krishna by saying, well, if you chant Hare Krishna, all your problems will go away. Which is true. By chanting Hare Krishna, one will go to the spiritual world and all material problems are finished. But as long as we're in this world, there will be problems. And if we tell people all your problems are going away without explaining that, well, you may have to go through many, many problems before you come to the land of no problems. And then they're chanting Hare Krishna and they're getting so many problems. They say, oh, it doesn't work. Let's try something else. Become a Christian or worship Sai Baba. This Hare Krishna doesn't work. So faith means in pure devotional service, understanding. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentions here that those who are not well versed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, their faith is not very strong. if they don't have faith in these principles. But he mentions that there may be some devotees who, even without understanding or without being big scholars of Shastra, they may just naturally have some strong faith. And I've seen that in moving around among simple, not very educated Bengali people. I'm just mentioning Bengali because that's my own particular experience, although it's not. But it's also true that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave some special mercy to Bengalis. But I see people there, they're not educated, so they may not even be able to read or write, but they have faith. They chant the holy names, Govinda will protect us, this world is full of misery, what can you expect here? And they go on chanting, even among many difficulties. So faith in the principle of pure devotional service, that if we simply serve Krishna selflessly, Krishna will look after us, and Krishna will take us beyond this material world. Krishna will award us loving service at his lotus feet eternally. That faith is required. While speaking of faith here, Krishna is not talking of blind faith. Often people say, well, religion is just a kind of faith. And even the dictionary, often Srila Prabhupada would quote the English dictionary definition, it's a kind of faith, but Srila Prabhupada would present Krishna consciousness as a science. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna presents the whole karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti, and adharma, all these paths, karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti, they're all paths within the ambit of dharma. And Krishna discusses all of these, and he shows also adharma, what happens to those who don't have any faith in any of these. So Krishna presents all these in a very intelligent manner. He doesn't ask Arjuna for blind faith. Well, maybe at the beginning he did, because he just told Arjuna, hey, Arjuna, you're a fool, just fight, you idiot. But Arjuna didn't accept that. So Krishna had to explain to him in some great detail why he should fight. Arjuna couldn't have imagined what he was getting into. It was just to fight or not, and then get into a whole metaphysical discussion about the whole purpose of life. And Arjuna couldn't have imagined. But because Arjuna brought up the point of dharma, therefore Krishna had to properly instruct Arjuna about dharma, that what you're thinking is dharma. You may be given some very good reasons according to it. Actually, even on the basis of dharma, Arjuna's arguments were rubbish. As a kshatriya, he had to fight. He wasn't convinced. So Krishna brought him to the complete understanding. But nevertheless, he states that faith is important, essential. So where does the, on one hand, we have intelligent understanding. Krishna's giving an intelligent understanding. On the other hand, he says that faith is essential. So what's required? Faith or intelligence or both? Both. Both are required. It's a kind of faith to completely reject everything religious. I don't believe in anything spiritual. That means that you believe that there is nothing spiritual. You don't have any way. You don't have any way to prove that there's nothing spiritual, but you just say, well, you can't prove there's anything spiritual. Actually, you can prove it, but people who are they have this blind faith that there can be nothing spiritual. So they have an opposite faith. They also have faith. Oh, there's a mosquito. They also have a kind of faith. So faith that ultimately there is our friend. We are under the protection of a higher power if we take shelter of that higher power. We are not simply chemicals. It's not a very difficult thing to understand. Even in the Western countries, when I speak to members of the public who don't have any knowledge or any even particular predisposition to Krishna consciousness, but at least they have enough interest just to listen to me, even casually. So usually I open up with, you're not this body, but in a slightly different way, I say that we are not chemical, you are not chemicals. The body is only chemical. We are more than chemicals. You are not hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, nitrogen. You are not, you are more than that. You're a spiritual being. And people don't seem to have any problem accepting that when it's put like that. Of course, there may be hardcore so-called humanists or atheists, but the average people, they don't seem to... Of course, their understanding of what is spiritual isn't very clear, but at least it can be presented. They have some intimate... They have some natural feeling that, yeah, I'm not chemicals. I must be something more. I'm more important than being just chemicals. So, faith means basic faith, trust in something sublime. There's a higher principle, and faith in Krishna that comes, as Srila Prabhupada writes, by association with devotees. Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. Bhakti arises from association with devotees, and when we associate with devotees, they'll discuss with us about Krishna, about how we are eternal, we're eternal servants of Krishna, and then our faith will increase. If we associate with devotees, they won't talk about Krishna. And it might seem, well, what's all this Krishna consciousness? What's it? Yeah. If we go away from the association with devotees, they don't talk about Krishna. They talk about so many other things. Shrotavyadini rajendra nirang santi sahasra shaha apashyatam atma tatvam griheshu grihamedhinam. Opening comment of Shukadev speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. So you say, well, now we're going to discuss about Krishna. What are people talking about? They're not talking about Krishna. Vriyane sate prashna. Your question is very good because it's in relation to Krishna. People are not talking about these things. Shukadev said to Parikshit, very good question you've asked. People don't talk about these things. What is the duty of every human being, especially one who is about to die? Very good question. Shukadev, he was wandering here and there. But he didn't stop until he saw Parikshit is here. Oh, someone serious, ready to listen. Otherwise, people have so many things to discuss in human society. But they, so many topics, but they don't discuss the topic of the Absolute Truth. Who are we? The Absolute Truth, even who are we? Atma Tattva. Who are, am I this body or am I something else? Why? Because they're simply involved in sense gratification, centered around the home, thinking that I am this body, this is my wife, these are my children, these are my responsibilities, and so on and so on and so on. They don't discuss such topics. So, association with devotees, people who have the fortune to want to rise above all this mundane discussion and come to higher platform of Krishna consciousness. So faith is required. At the same time, intelligence is required, blind faith. is not good. One should intelligently see where to put one's faith. Just now, going on, I mentioned last night also, there's some in Haryana, there's some guru who's been arrested, and there are riots going on because he's been found guilty of rape. So people have great faith in him, but they're stupid. Because whether or not he committed rape, they say it's some conspiracy against him. But he's not a proper guru. He's not teaching that we have to understand, first of all, Bhagavad Gita, we're not this body, we're eternal servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Some years ago, some people came to see me in Delhi, and they said, oh, this is our guru, this ashram. I said, oh, you're fools, he's a nonsense, rascal, fool. And they were upset and they went away. Some years later, it came out that he's a womanizer and there are all kinds of corruption going on in his ashram. And I wasn't there, but they came back to some of the devotees and said, oh yeah, actually your guru was right. But it wasn't, even if he hadn't been found to be a womanizer and corrupt, he's still a rascal. Because of his teachings are not to the proper point. They're not Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, to have faith is good, but intelligence is also required. And even within devotional service, it's also important to keep that association which will nurture our inclination to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport about devotees, they're doing devotional service, but they maintain some tendency toward karma or jnana. Sometimes we hear devotees say things like that. Yeah, I do bhakti, but you can do it in sukhe, dukhe. I'd rather do it in mature. If I have the choice between practicing devotional service with all nice facilities, nice house, nice facility, or not, I'll go for that one. And they make endeavors that I should live very comfortably. And they may even consider themselves better, that I'm earning well. And these other devotees, I'm earning well and I'm well educated and I can learn so many shlokas. And these other devotees, they're just coming because anyway, what have they got in life? They don't have anything. So anyway, they chant Hare Krishna, they get some kind of psychological relief. But I'm well placed and I'm chanting Hare Krishna, so I'm better. And they're very conscious that they're well-placed and well-educated, and that is their... they have faith in trying to be happiness in this material world. And maybe those who are not so well-educated and living very rough lives, they're in a better situation because they can understand that what happiness is here. Of course, by associating with such puffed-up devotees who think that I'm better, then they may also think, well, maybe in my next life I could chant Hare Krishna and have a good situation also. Instead of thinking, let me go to Krishna directly. So we have to see our association very carefully and keep faith that Krishna is there, Krishna is helping us, and faith is generated, as Srila Prabhupada mentions here, by association with devotees. And which kind of devotees do we have faith in? We should see. Just like there's this guru out of Krishna consciousness, and people have great faith in him. So many people are dying in riots. Not that he cares about them. He doesn't care about them. Dying in riots. What does he care? He just wants to get out of prison, that's all. But even within Krishna consciousness, there may be so many people who say so many things and do so many things. We have to find the current of pure devotion. Where can we find that? Well, obviously Srila Prabhupada has it. If we don't have faith in that, then we're really in a lot of trouble. So that same current we can catch on to, that will carry us back to Godhead. If there's mixture of other desires or other thoughts, and we develop faith in let me be happy in this material world and also be Krishna conscious, then we might become a demigod in our next life. Get caught up in all this nonsense of dancing with apsaras and fighting with the demons and so on. Waste a few million years like that. And then again come around. And then again have another try. Maybe. It's very dangerous to cultivate material desires. One can slip very badly, especially in the modern age, where the possibility to slip very badly is very strong. Even a Jamil living in a good culture, from a cultured family, even he slipped very badly. And what to speak in the modern age, where the whole atmosphere is highly polluted. In a Jamil, he saw the lusty young man and woman embracing, and his mind became polluted. That was a very unusual occurrence to see such a thing. But now it's everywhere. If you want, you can open this and navigate and find any amount of vulgarity anywhere. You can pick it up on the internet. All kinds of nasty things. So it's a very dangerous age. We should keep our association very good. Within Vaishnav society at the present time, as I discussed, what was that, 2 days ago, Srila Prabhupada wrote that after the Acharya leaves, things become disordered. So we see in our society at the present time, there are so many different opinions about practically everything. About the role of women and the homosexuals and chocolate, should you eat chocolate or not, and all kinds of, did we fall from the spiritual world or were we here forever, and so many different, should we follow the GBC or should we not follow, and you know, all kinds of different controversies going on. So where do we put our faith in such a situation? Well, study Srila Prabhupada's books and find the association of devotees who are living like that. Some years ago, one devotee in Bangladesh told me that some people had asked him that, should we follow what's in your books or should we follow what you do? They saw the difference. There shouldn't be a difference. It should be the same thing. If there's a difference, there's something wrong. Or it may be that some people become so, they're interested in Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness, but they become so cynical. They don't have faith in anyone except those who reject everyone else. That they take up an attitude of constant dissent, or they just presume that everyone who's chanting Hare Krishna except me and my friends, who are all, They're all wrong or bad or materially motivated. So that's another trap, to think that anyone who's associated with ISKCON must be bad. There are some who think like that. Or anyone who's a leader, they're all corrupt, they're all bad. So that's another kind of negative faith. Certainly one should, to have blind faith that everything is all good when there is disorder, Srila Prabhupada used that term, that's not very intelligent. But on the other hand, to be totally rejectful is also another kind of extremism or foolishness. Throughout Bhagavad Gita, we find that Krishna is asking Arjuna to use his intelligence to try to understand. So, there's blind faith, there's blind rejection, and there is intelligent faith or thoughtful faith, thoughtfulness. Of course, once Arjuna accepted the teachings of Krishna, then Karishye Vachanam Tava, I'll do what you say. Now I fulfill. If one can get that faith, just like we all had faith, let us just do what Srila Prabhupada said. And we were all united in ISKCON when Srila Prabhupada was present, because we all were fixed on the same mission, with the same idea, same purpose. Later, there came different understandings and different ideas of how to practice Krishna consciousness. But if we can find that association where we can just follow, at the same time, not blindly turning off our intelligence, but if we can have that confidence that by following here, I can make all progress. And that confidence is required before taking initiation. One should have faith that by following here, that everything will come. I'll be properly situated. I was just listening to a conversation of Srila Prabhupada with some of his disciples, in which the disciples were relating that one godbrother of Srila Prabhupada's, a disciple of his, said that, well, you know, I can't always follow my guru's order. And sometimes he's too far out, too eccentric, and I just can't relate to him. Then why be a disciple? If you think of a guru, if you think that your guru is too strange or too wrong, or you're more intelligent, then don't accept. Or if one can't intelligently approach the guru and ask questions and raise doubts, then something is wrong there also. Of course, I also listened to another recording the other day. It's very distasteful to hear how some disciples are challenging Prabhupada. How can we present Shastra when it says that there are 1,000... Ugrasena had billions of bodyguards. How can we accept them? Prabhupada said, then you don't accept the Puranas, then just don't. He said to them, my advice is you go away from Krishna consciousness. That's all. He didn't want to discuss with them because their attitude was not submissive. It says in the Puranas you accept, that's all. How are we going to convince educated people? They can accept or not accept. It's up to them. That's all. How are you going to convince? So, intelligent questioning which should be there, but major part of intelligence is to understand that our intelligence is so limited that we can. There's very the spectrum of what we can understand is very small. So that's another aspect of intelligence, that we need to take knowledge from those who know. And even those who know, they may explain to us, but our ability to understand is also very limited. But some basic things we should understand. There is God, we are controlled, there is a supreme controller. The supreme controller is all good. If we take shelter in the supreme controller, then all will be well for us. That supreme controller is the supreme person. His name is Krishna. He wants us to approach him by the process of bhakti, in which in this Kali Yuga, chanting Hare Krishna is most important. So with intelligence, we can understand to a certain extent. Some things we'll never understand. It may be beyond our capacity to understand. So with that faith, the faith that there is the higher power, highest power, who is my greatest well-wisher, that is Krishna, let us go on with faith, trying to understand him according to his teachings in Bhagavad Gita, and taking up the process for purification. We may not understand how chanting Hare Krishna. We may say it's a transcendental sound, it purifies the consciousness, but we can't empirically prove that. Well, to some extent we can. People who chant Hare Krishna seriously, they do refrain from sinful activities. But faith is required. Let us go on. So faith is required. Cynicism or skepticism is very dangerous. When Srila Prabhupada was asked about skepticism, he said that's rascalism, simply to a priori reject. Oh, no, nonsense, rubbish. Even though we may not be very advanced ourselves, but to have a very negative and rejecting attitude toward Vaishnavas, to presume they're all very bad or wrong. There are quite a few people who claim to be devotees of some kind, but who are very dismissive of devotees who are sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we should not be blind to deviations in the name of Krishna consciousness. So it's a very fine line to balance. But if we are sincere, sincerity is the key. If we are sincere, then Krishna will help us. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are very sincere to serve me, Krishna says, those who really want to develop their love for me, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. Hare Krishna, any question about this place? Can understand everything? Yeah? Can you understand? To some extent.
Faith in scriptures and faith in devotees.
Faith in scriptures and faith in devotees, does it go together? Yeah, that's as I said, if the devotees live according to the scriptures, Shastra is the center. Ig Bhagavata Bara Bhagavata Shastra Ar Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. The central Bhagavat is Srimad Bhagavatam, and then also called Bhagavata devotees, who are the receptacle of Bhakti Rasa. But the measure is the Srimad Bhagavatam. In another sense, devotees are more important because they can, as Srila Prabhupada said, they can pull our ear. They can push us to be Krishna conscious or resolve our doubts by discussing or explaining the topics of Bhagavatam. But the measure is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Madhyastha Bhagavat Puran, Narottam says. Shastra is, the devotee has to live according to Shastra. And speak according to Shastra. Hare Krishna.